Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 517. Feeling trapped in the arguments with your child? This is such a common problem that parents reach out to me for. They're always arguing, everything turns into an argument, their kid doesn't listen, they dial into the drama, end up taking it personally, feeling drained and overwhelmed and frazzled, and no solutions are found, no compromises made, no collaboration is come upon. So just recently I had a drive I had to do. It was an hour and 15 minutes, slightly longer than I'm used to. And I decided I'd tune into a different podcast. And I've heard of this amazing man called Jay Shetty. That's Jayshetty. If you haven't heard of him, he's actually a monk. But he's a monk who wears regular clothes, lives in a regular house, doesn't wear the orange robe. And he is a very passionate man. And his purpose is to make wisdom go viral. And his podcast is called On Purpose. So I decided to tune into this one episode where he was interviewing Will Smith. And it was amazing. He did say to the listeners, if you want, or he recommended us to get a piece of paper and a pen because we'd want to take some notes. And I was in the car, so I couldn't take notes. I'm like, you know what? I'll listen to it anyway. Well, the following day, I listened to it again with a pen and paper at hand. And 6 pages of notes later, I really got a lot of value out of that episode. So I'm going to include a link to it at the bottom of in the show notes today. So you're probably thinking, well, where is this going? You're talking about me being caught up in the arguments. And what has Jay Shetty and Will Smith got to do with this? Well, they discuss so much that is so relevant to us as parents, so relevant to us being able to dial out of any drama, whether it be with your partner, a boss, someone in a store, your child, your mum, your brother, anyone. We are so easily activated. And as Will Smith said, our problems are almost exclusively as a result of a lack of understanding of the other person's perspective. Think about that for a minute. Our problems are always, almost exclusively, a lack of understanding of the other person's perspective. And what happens is when we don't understand the other person's perspective, we start making assumptions. So we make the assumptions because we don't understand. When we don't understand, we don't know. We don't like not knowing, so we make an assumption. Rather than asking the person, could you help me understand where you're coming from? We presume we understand, and that assumption we make will be in accordance to the story that we've told ourselves, based on the reality in the past and our fear of that happening again in the future. And we become triggered by the story in our head. We actually trigger ourselves by the assumption we make based on the history, which all goes back to your childhood and all goes back to your triggers, which are always on the inside. And think of them as being an emotional experience that lies buried within all of us. And certain things in our current reality poke and prod and wake up these emotional experiences from our past. And we have this feeling that comes up, and we didn't like it then and we don't like it now. And we react to what is in front of us because we don't understand what's going on. And this dials us into the drama, causes us to take it personally. We see our kids' behavior as a reflection of us. and it makes us defensive. What do when we're defensive? We try and argue our way out of it. We blame our way out of it, shame our way out of it, judge and criticize our way out of it. Refusing to ever believe that we have a part to play in it. We co-create our realities. So if you're arguing with your child incessantly, look at how you are dialing into it. Look at how you are creating the argument. You can't argue with someone unless the other person's arguing. So if your son's argumentative or your daughter's argumentative, there can only be an argument if you pick up the rope. So yet again, I come back to, we have to change the way in which we're showing up. So we have to change the way we enter the quote-unquote argument. Let's just say we have to change the way we enter the conversation. Even if your child's triggered and reactive and swearing and being horrible, change the way you respond to it. To be able to change the way you respond to it in the moment, you have to train for it. You can't just hope to be able to do it in the moment every time. You have to build a muscle. You have to build a muscle of awareness. You have to become so aware of what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Dial into that. So before you say it or act on it, you can choose, how do I want to enter this moment? It all comes down to mindfulness. But to be mindful, we have to train our awareness to catch ourselves before it's too late. I always say it's never too late, but you know what I mean. So athletes train for a game. A tennis player will do more than just play tennis. There are all aspects of their training so that when they get on the court, they have their bases covered. All of them. It takes hours of training. They can't just say, well, I trained last week, so my training's done, I can stop. They have to train all the time. As long as they're in the game and want to play, they have to train. I want you to think about this for your parenting. You have to train. You have to put in the work. And it doesn't end. It never ends. If you want to continue to grow and be able to stop yourself entering an argument, you have to train yourself to be able to not enter it. You have to sit down, start journaling, look at listing all the things you currently do when you enter the argument, and then look at all those things and on the draw a line, and on the other side of the line, write, what can I change in that piece? I do this, I'm going to do that. Then I do this, I'm going to try that. Then I always end up doing that, so I'm going to try this. So you have a plan. But you have to train it. You have to train your awareness. You have to train so many things so that you can be mindful. Mindful being, open and curious to what's happening in the moment, with no judgment, no blame, no criticism, just curiosity. So you witness the moment as it is. And you get curious. I wonder why my kid is so defensive. I wonder what's going on. I talk about this when I talk about the iceberg and going beneath the surface to get to the root of the behavior. Reaction is a behavior. It is a way we respond to try and get what we want, to get what we think we need. And often our teenagers' behaviors are irrational and illogical and impulsive and very self-centered and all about them and risk-taking. We have to know all of this stuff. But over and above that, we have to not enter the argument. We have to practice the pause. You have to train to find the space to give yourself the pause, to allow yourself to think, don't attach to this, don't dial in. You have to accept it, because if you don't accept it, you're going to resist it. If you resist it, you're going to defend yourself, push against them. It's very hard to accept something that you don't like, an obnoxious teenager. And in our minds, We have these belief systems that tell us kids should behave. They shouldn't speak to their parents like this. They should listen. They should be respectful. I was respectful. I listened to my parents. So this belief system is driving your response to their behavior. What if you could have another belief? What if you could believe that it simply is what it is? Forget about what you used to do and what your parents would have done to you had you responded to them like your child's responding to you. Forget about that in the moment. It's not going to help you. That's work you can do and to help dissolve those triggers that you have. That's work we can do, that deep inner reflective work, parenting your inner child, coming to a place where you show up as a parent in your adult self, valuing you as a worthy individual, worthy of being seen and heard and understood. Your child is worthy of being seen and heard and understood. You're there to lead the way. If you're leading through entering the argument, it's neither wonder they are arguing to try and take the lead. So you can expect them to change all you want. But as long as you're entering the argument, you're showing them this is how you deal with conflict. Surely you want to show them another way. So this is the other way. We have to foster the connection we have with them so that we have this platform of connection and relationship and trust and inherent love. I'm not saying you don't love them, but we don't love their behavior. We love them. But they, through our behaviors, they sometimes feel we don't love them very much because we're not very nice to them at times. We say things we shouldn't say. We do things we shouldn't say, do in the heat of the moment. We pick up the rope, dial into the drama. We have to get to the deepest why behind every argument. Why are you arguing? What are you trying to prove? And usually when we're arguing, we are trying to prove that we are right. So we have to let go of the need to be right. Trust that you believe that you know what you're doing, but be open enough to see, is there another way? Is there another way of being right? Do you have to be right? What have you got to prove? You don't have to prove anything to your child. Nothing. You are worthy. You are being seen and heard. If you see and hear yourself and understand yourself and believe you are worthy, you will have no need to be proven right because you know that you're worthy. So we have to tap into a different mindset. And in the moment, it's difficult sometimes. But the more you train your mind to be in the moment and accepting what is and just doing whatever you can in the moment to dial out the drama and see what happens. How about you can have a sit down and have a moment and think, what would help me get out the argument? What would you need to know, perhaps? Is there something you're misunderstanding? Could you ask your child, help me understand what you're feeling right now? What is it? Because I'm not sure I'm with you here. That you're not accusing them. You're saying, help me understand so I can be on your page. In another episode, Jay Shetty shared with the viewers this amazing story about two monks. And they'd both got to a river and they had to cross the river. And they were arguing over which way they should cross the river. Monk A said X, Monk Y said, Monk B said Y. And they were like, no, A is saying, no, I think it should be my way. And Monk A, B is saying, no, I think it should be my way. And then they see another monk across the river. And he looks like another wise monk. And they ask him, we can't cross the river. Should we do it this way or that way? And what, you know, we can't figure this out. And the monk just said to them, you are already on the other side. I love this story because it shows you they both had two different ways of doing it, but they couldn't see the other side because they were on the other side. They both needed to understand they're on the same side. And ironically, they were on the same side of the river, but they couldn't get to the other side because being on the same side, they were actually on other sides. Beautiful story. I love it. Thank you for sharing that on another episode, Jay Shetty. But can you see how this is relevant here? We are already on the other side to our teens. We need to be with them on their side and hear their side and them hear our side. But they'll never listen to our side if we don't listen to their side, because we're always on the other side. I love it. So think about the arguments. Think about what you need to do to dial out of them and how you can prepare yourself, how you can train yourself to not argue. You can't do it overnight. Training can take a long time, especially when we are defaulted to argue, defaulted to defend, default to be right. Because we don't like the uncertainty of not knowing. We would rather make an assumption of the wrong answer than sit not knowing. So, I hope this has opened your minds. I hope it's made you curious. And I hope that it inspires you to be creative, and motivate you to find another way rather than continuing to dial into the drama. Because as long as you do, you will be trapped in the arguments. And you will not feel good. Surely you want to feel better, more energized, more balanced, more harmonious, more calm, more joy, more content, more inner peace. That's what I'm striving for. And I have to look at myself and make sure I give myself what I need. I'm going to leave it at that because I've already been speaking too long, but I hope that if you've enjoyed this, you will share it with your friends, post it on your social media platforms. If you're on Instagram, share it on your story. I always post these episodes on Instagram. If you don't follow me, head over to louiseclark.ypp, find me, post the episodes on your story. Let lots of people know that you're listening to this. It's going to help way more people. There's already hundreds of thousands of you tuning in, and I really appreciate that. So, thank you so much for listening. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be the show. Till next time, bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.